Skylar Sheltrown just spent the last weekend at Michigan State University singing this famous aria from La Boheme in the MSU Music School production. Skylar recently won the Kalamazoo Bach Festival's Young Vocalist Competition in the college division, and she's returning to Kalamazoo to perform this Saturday in a finalists concert. When I spoke to Skylar Sheltrown earlier this week, she said she had aptitude for music growing up, but was nothing special, not until she started taking music classes at Mattawan High School.
I really loved being in choir, and I loved the camaraderie. And it turns out that my choir director was a former opera singer. But he also taught private lessons. So I was immersed in his technique and what he was teaching me every day, as well as what I was learning in my lessons. So I always thought I was going to do musical theater, if I was going to do music. I was a cheerleader also, so it really came down to choosing between cheerleading and the gymnastics and all of the physical things that I was doing, and between that and the musicals and things like that. But I really just loved the classical technique and found that my voice was very suited for it. And our choir director, he's really incredible, David Hook. He was just really wonderful in allowing us to take a lot of trips and go and see different places, see lots of shows. And one of the trips that we do is called the Michigan Tour, where we get to go to different universities all over the state of Michigan and do master classes with teachers from various places. We usually go to Oakland, Central, Eastern, MSU, and U of M. So that was where I first met Melanie Helton, or maybe the second time I'd met her. She and I just clicked right from the beginning. Working with her for probably less than 15 minutes, it just really was suited. So yeah, then that was how I ended up at Michigan State. I knew that that was the place for me. That was the only place I auditioned, and I ended up receiving a small scholarship, but a scholarship nonetheless, and decided to go.
Did you also dabble in piano or violin or play an instrument as well as singing?
I didn't. It was one of those things where my parents always encouraged me to do whatever I wanted. My mom really wanted me to play piano. She couldn't make me do it, unfortunately. And I wish that I had stuck it out, but I took lots of different musical lessons, but I never really stuck with anything except for voice.
Do you have any siblings who are also interested in music, or were your parents musical as well?
I think we always had music on in the house. It was usually in excess or some kind of rock music or Enya or, you know, all this pop music, but yeah, nothing classical. I mean, the only thing we'd ever heard was if you turn classical music on before you go to sleep, it makes you smarter. But that was not true. So we just did things like that. But no, I was the first one really to really go to this extent with the music and training.
Well, and to a large degree, this is down to David Hook, who I've heard of before as a very inspiring music teacher. So being able to see someone like Mr. Hook take singing very seriously probably just gave you the role model that said, well, so I could take this seriously too.
Exactly, exactly. And I really admire the fact that he is so versatile in what he does too. Like, we do jazz club at Mattawan. We do cabaret. We do all kinds of things on top of doing the classical training on the side. So he's able to cater to what everybody wants to end up doing if they want to end up singing. It's really amazing what he's able to do there.
So who encouraged you to apply for the Young Artist Competition of the Kalamazoo Bach Festival?
Well, my current teacher, Melanie Helton, had her student, Hannah Stone, won 1 or 2 years ago, I think. And so it's always just on her list since then, because she thinks it's, you know, she knows that there is good judging, it's fair, they appreciate good technique and good voices. Because it's so hard in competitions to find the ones that are going to a good experience. Because sometimes they're just so, you know, rigged, I guess. But this one, the Bach Festival, has been just a really good experience. And I think Peter Boylan got second or third place, and he's one of my colleagues.
Oh,
so
really?
we've had quite a bit of success. So,
describe the experience of the competition. Did it all take place in one day, and did you hear everyone else sing?
Mm-hmm. We did have the opportunity to sit on other people singing, but the whole thing took place in one day. We went in, and I came with my colleague, Addie Starrett. She got honorable mention. But we came together, we showed up, and we were able to listen to other people singing, and then we would each have our turn singing, and then it was done. But honestly, the faculty was all so kind, and the judging was, they were very kind in their comments and constructive. And even the gentleman who, I think his name is Jim Henson, I want to say.
I think that's Jim Turner.
Jim Turner. Yeah, he was kind of organizing everything. He was so kind and made me feel so welcome. And it gave me a good view of K College itself. It was a very positive experience.
Oh, I'm very glad to hear that. Bach is one of those composers that even before you even learn to read music, you sort of hear about Bach as one of the great composers of all time, you know? And so he wrote quite a lot of music for voice. And I was just wondering, how did your teacher help you pick out what to focus on?
Well, the pieces that I chose for the competition, actually, none of them were composed by Bach, which I think that's a little surprising that it wasn't part of the criteria.
I got that completely wrong.
I think that you're right on, though. I know. We picked the pieces. They were just solid pieces that I've been doing for a while. But most of the Bach pieces I've done have actually been for choral ensembles.
Yeah.
And they're always so beautiful, but they're so difficult.
They are. Mm-hmm. So I get it now. It's the Kalamazoo Bach Festival vocal competition, but you don't have to sing Bach.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
So what did you sing?
I sang an aria from Manon by Massenet and Je suis encore. So that was a French aria. Mm-hmm. And then I did Hat dich die Liebe berührt by Joseph Marx, an art song. And then I sang Will There Really Be a Morning by Richard Hundley.
So you sang three times. Was it all in a row, or did you sing in different rounds?
It was all at once. We got to pick our order, and I got through all three of my pieces, luckily. Of course, there were time constraints, but thankfully mine fit in the time. So
always a good thing.
Yeah, we just sang through all three right then.
Well, that's nice for the judges because, you know, when you have such a range of pieces, you can learn different things about the singer's voice and the way they interpret music. That's something I love about attending a song recital is watching the singer act.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's something that's so important, even in art song, because somehow art song has turned into just standing in the crook of the piano and not being expressive with your body. But I think that it's so important because it brings the audience in. And especially I come from an operatic background, of course, but I think that the acting is just as important as the singing in a lot of ways.
Does it help the singing or does it make it harder?
I personally have found that it helps. It allows me to loosen up and to open up and it helps my sound. And it also helps even like diction and phrasing. If you have an idea of what you're trying to portray in your body, it helps with that as well because it's all connected.
When you open your mouth and breathe in, getting ready to sing, what kind of preparations are going on mentally before you sing? What do you want to sound like?
I guess I'm just trying. Well, I always have to make sure that I'm have no phlegm problems first.
The basics.
And then secondly, yeah, the basic. Make sure you're clear. And then I guess it's just making sure that I'm creating the most open and genuine sound.
Oh.
To make sure that it's, and if you'll know if it's right, if it's comfortable and it feels good. Because if it feels good, then it's right. So I guess that's what the goal is when you first sing that first note.
Do you have to learn to like and accept the sound you make, and even if you might rather sound like Renee Fleming or something like that?
I found that when I first started, it was easier for me to pinpoint other people's voices and say, oh, I really like that, I really like that. But I found that it's easy to take the things that you like about other people and sort of incorporate them into what you do, but with the thought in mind that your voice is the best in the world, if that makes sense. You have to really love your own sound and love the uniqueness of being yourself, if that makes sense.
That makes perfect sense. Last week, I talked to two singers who are in the cast for a production of Otello, which just the Kalamazoo Symphony just did on Friday. And they blew my mind by saying that, you know, when we sing, we have to also understand at the same time that what we're hearing is not what the audience is hearing or the conductor or the orchestra. There's a completely different sound in the room than in your head. I just can't imagine performing and trying to get my mind around that at the same time.
Yeah, it was one of the hardest things when I first started, was realizing that it's all about feeling and not about, and I noticed too when we were in Bohem this past weekend also, I had to just make sure that I was watching the conductor, because what I hear is deceptive.
Right.
It could be behind compared to what's out there, you know, so it was a very out of body experience. Not listening so much, but feeling what was happening in my throat and in, you know, my body, and also watching what the conductor was doing. It was really interesting. So yeah, I would totally agree with that.
It sounds like it actually ties in with what you just said about trusting your own voice and trusting that and believing it will do the best job that it possibly can.
Absolutely. There have been so many times where I've just not been feeling up to par, but just trusting that my voice has the muscles, that the muscle memory there to be able to pull it through. And it, 100% of the time, it works if I just trust it. But if I try to manipulate it, then it gets messy.
Okay, so we will be able to see you and hear you sing on Saturday, this April 12th concert, a celebration of the young artists finalists at the Bach Festival competition. And so tell me, what are you planning on sharing with us this Saturday?
I'll be singing the Manon, the Je suis encore, and the Joseph Marx art song that I also did on the competition.
Very good. Well, I can't wait. It's really great to talk to you, Skylar. I want to know now, you know, what's coming up for you? What are the next few years look like, and where do you hope to go?
Well, the next 2 years, I officially accepted a TA position at Michigan State University for my master's degree. But then past that, I have no idea. I'm hoping to, after that, do some young artist programs and start getting my career going.
Sure. There's programs like the Lyric Opera offers one, and the Metropolitan Opera Council auditions, that kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I wish you all the best, and thank you for answering all these questions, some of them pretty hard, and you sound like you really have your heart in the right place, and I'm glad you have such a strong musical start, Skylar.
Thank you so much, and thank you for taking the time to let me do this. This is a pretty cool experience to do an interview.
Well, I'm glad, and we'll see you on Saturday, so thank you.
Thank you very much.
I spoke with Skylar Sheltrown earlier this week. She'll be in Kalamazoo on Saturday, along with seven other finalists who excelled in the Kalamazoo Bach Festival's Young Vocalist Competition. The concert starts at 3 o'clock at Kalamazoo College in the Light Fine Arts Center. Details online at kalamazoobachfestival.org.